Hello everyone, it's VI Podcasting, Paul Hopkins here, with Audio Advent for the 3rd of December 2013. I think I've got a cracker for you this evening, I really do. So again, the idea of Audio Advent, I've got adverts on the mind this morning, that's a different boother. The idea of Audio Advent is that you just hashtag Audio Advent, then the date, so 3rd of December in this case, and then give a tiny clue as to what the actual thing inside is going to be, and then you open the Audio Boo by double clicking it, in this case on the Audio Boo app, and you're in. So here goes. Okay, so I think this one's going to be pretty good. I think that it's audio from a video, okay, and it's all about perceived beauty, okay? And I think you don't need to see the video to kind of get the point, okay? And so I am going to play this for you now, and hopefully you'll get the picture in a sort of a perceived sense. Without needing to see the video. I've listened to it a couple of times and I haven't needed to see the video to understand the point it's making. And I really hope that this touches some of you especially around this time of year when things get a bit, oh no, it's Christmas coming up and, you know, what am I going to do? Whether you're going to be end up spending Christmas on your own and things like that, or how it's going to be. Just sometimes that Christmas is a little bit difficult for some people. So have this and listen to it, and if it means something to you, let me know privately or publicly or whatever. But, and you know, even if you don't, if it means something to you and touches you a little bit, then my advent for today will be complete. And I think, yeah, it's all about perceived beauty, and we'll talk a little bit more about it after that. Here we go.
I always thought people were so cute when they have the little cheeks and they're like rosy, but mine are pretty plain. If I was gonna change one feature about my face, I would say that I would want fuller lips.
I'm definitely a person that looks tired when I'm tired, and when people say that, I'm like, oh man. I'm starting to already get little crow's feet and stuff, which like my mom has, so yeah.
I'm a forensic artist. I was trained at the FBI Academy in 1993 in composite art. Worked for the San Jose Police Department as the police artist from 1995 to 2011.
We didn't really know what we were doing, so that was nerve-wracking for everyone.
I showed up to a place I had never been and walked into this big warehouse. And at the very end, there was a guy with his back to me with a drafting board.
I had a curtain separating me so that I don't see him. We'll begin. First of all, tell me about your hair.
Brown, long, I guess a little bit past my shoulders.
Your jaw?
My mom told me I had a big jaw.
Yeah, they're brown eyebrows, dark brown eyebrows. Okay.
I didn't know what he was doing, but then I could tell after several questions that he was drawing me.
Tell me about your chin.
I guess I haven't really compared it to anyone else's chin, but especially when like I smile, I just feel like it kind of protrudes a little bit.
Hmm. What would be your most prominent feature?
I kind of have a fat, rounder face.
The older I've gotten, the more freckles I've gotten.
You sort of realize, oh man, now I have to talk about myself and think about my looks.
I'm 40, so I'm starting to get a little bit of the crow's feet thing going on.
Once I get a sketch, I say thank you very much, and then they leave. I don't see them.
I still didn't know. All I had been told before the sketch was to get friendly with this other woman, Chloe.
Today I'm going to ask you some questions about a person you met earlier, and I'm going to ask you some general questions about their face.
She was thin, so you could see her cheekbones. And her chin was a nice, thin chin.
Mm. The women were really critical about moles or scars or things like that. And yet, they were describing just a normal, beautiful person.
She had nice eyes. They lit up when she spoke and were very expressive.
The length of the nose, what is that like?
It's short.
Short?
Yeah, cute nose.
Her face was fairly thin.
She had blue eyes, very nice blue eyes.
Okay. So this is your self-described image? And then somebody else described you and I did this sketch.
I have this whole thing about having dark circles and crow's feet around my eyes, and that was not part of the sketch at all that the stranger did. The stranger's was a little more, like, gentle.
That's really different. Which is very strange.
She looks closed off and fatter. She just looks kind of shut down. Sadder, too. The second one is more beautiful.
You think they're catching more of that from you?
Yeah. She looks more open and friendly and... come a long way in how I see myself, but I think I still have some way to go.
I have some work to do on myself.
Do you think you're more beautiful than you say?
Yeah.
Chloe's perception was so, so clearly different. Her picture looked like somebody I thought I would want to talk to and be friends with, like a happy, light, much younger, much brighter person. It's troubling. I should be more grateful of my natural beauty. It impacts the choices and the friends that we make, the jobs we apply for, how we treat our children. It impacts everything. It couldn't be more critical to your happiness.
Our self-perceptions are generally kind of harsh and unbecoming when really that's not how the world sees us. We spend a lot of time as women analyzing and trying to fix the things that aren't quite right, and we should spend more time appreciating the things that we do like.
So there you go. How compelling is that? When the lady said at the end of there, you know, that the choices you make and the direction in life that you take is often just down to how you perceive yourself. And so there, a whole host of things talking about physical beauty, but really how that affects your inner confidence. And it's quite often, isn't it, that, you know, the perception of other people... Hello. We so often think that our perception of ourselves is from other people's point of view. We so often think that perception is, oh, they're going to think that of me, they're going to think this of me. And actually they don't. Often it's the complete and utter opposite. You know, sometimes you'll hear that, oh, so-and-so really respects you, Paul, or so-and-so really respects you, Didn't you know? And you go, no, I didn't know. I didn't notice. But the important thing, you know, when we're talking about, you know, do you believe in Father Christmas or not? Or do you believe in this? Or do you believe in that? Sometimes, you know, it's just about believing in yourself. From my perspective, I mean, that video was part of a wider message that was as part of something I was listening to, which you can download from christianlifecenter.com. I think it was called In the Heavenlies, and it's from one of the guys there was sort of did a whole thing and spoke about being faultless and stuff after that in God's eyes and things. And I think that, you know, that's particularly poignant to me, because I think as a person of faith, as a Christian, you know, those things are poignant to one, you know, to know how you are in the Father's eyes. But even if you don't take that and that isn't your bag, that's okay. Take what those ladies were saying, really, how your beauty is perceived is not always the way that you think it is. And actually, most of the time, there is a better report out there of who you are than the one that you believe yourself. So with that, I shall say goodbye. And thank you for listening to my audio advent for December 3rd, 2013. Bye.